Hi and welcome to Let's Talk Practice Education, Learn Your Way, the podcast of the NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde Corporate Practice Education Team. Listen in to hear what's happening with education locally. Let us keep you up to date to support you in your professional development and revalidation requirements. Tune in every week and listen to stories and conversations to inspire you and support you in maintaining a quality learning environment.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Practice Education. My name's Elaine Quigley, and I'm one of the Practice Education Facilitators. Following three podcasts, which you're about to listen to, are from previous newly qualified practitioners who have completed the Flying Start programme. This is their personal perspective of the benefits which they gained by participating in the programme. Within this podcast, you will hear them refer to study days, which were running prior to the pandemic. However, these have now been replaced with facilitated peer group discussions, which are available online. Listen now as they share their experiences and reflect on their challenges and learning throughout their first year in practice.
I'm Christina, a rotational midwife. I've been qualified for a year and a half now and have completed the Flying Start programme. I didn't know that much about it, but the study days I went to were really good. There was a mixture of other newly qualified practitioners, and it was good to hear about the challenges that they faced. I liked listening to the different ideas from other people. After the study days, I had a better understanding of what I could use as evidence to meet the learning outcomes, and the flexibility of the programme meant I could use my own experiences from practice, as well as using my core competencies for this. Flying Start encouraged me to think about my practice, helped me bridge the gap from student to newly qualified midwife, and helped me build my confidence and become more independent. It was really helpful in my first year of practice.
The Flying Start resources provided by NES have given me the opportunity to become more self-aware by way of the reflective accounts that I have to do. It enables me to see at what point I am as a newly qualified practitioner and how far I need to go to become a better practitioner. Hopefully the same Flying Start module should also give me a head start when it comes to revalidating as a nurse, and it will populate my portfolio and ready for that. There's a leadership learning outcome to Flying Start as well, and doing that I feel has helped develop my confidence even as a newly qualified practitioner to be a leader.
I'm Kirsty Wallace, a rotational midwife. I think Flying Start is a good way to ensure that you're getting experience in different aspects of care that you give. It's about learning through experience and on the job. You can do the theory, but unless you're out there doing the practice, you're not going to learn what you need to know. I'm now more reflective with my own and other people's practice, and I'm more confident to question practice. I could only attend one of the study days. It gave us simple ideas, things I wouldn't have thought of. I consolidated my learning with learning activities and reflections using the resources, which were really good. They made it much simpler. The programme wasn't complicated. There were other disciplines at the study day, and it was good to hear their take on it. By completing my core competencies for midwifery and meeting the learning outcomes for Flying Start, I will have evidence towards my revalidation.
Thanks for listening, and remember, we want to hear about any subjects you would like us to talk about. Visit our podcast website on www.letstalkpracticeeducation.podbean.com. or email us on letstalkpracticeeducation@ggc.scot.nhs.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter @NHSGGCPEFs.